Welcome to Your 5 for the Day. On Facebook, I recently came across this statement. Whenever we fail to make a decision, we fail to grow. It went on to say that as we approach each of life's proverbial forks in the road, we are not merely faced with two potential courses of action. Rather, as many as four choices appear in front of us at each fork. The right path, the wrong path, the left path, and no path. Often the correct decision is glaring. The right path is clear for miles, obvious to everyone. Whenever this is the case, seize the opportunity, take the right path. Similarly, there are some paths that are blatantly incorrect, filled with obstacles and venomous creatures lurking about. Avoid these routes, even when they appear to be beautiful or tantalizing or easy. Sometimes, though, the fork presents two equally viable options. The right path is right, but so is the left. Or maybe you cannot tell which path is correct from your vantage point. In these instances, it is most important to simply pick either path, using all available relevant information, and keep moving forward. Even if we pick the wrong path, we grow from the failure. Paradoxically, when we are faced with two unknown paths, left and right, we often freeze with indecision, stuck in our own decision-making paralysis. This is the worst option of all. Not deciding is always a bad decision. What does the Bible say to help us make the right decision? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Oftentimes, we are too hasty to realize God has already set our path for us. We get so busy doing other things, we forget to check in with God and inquire about our path in life. In order to let God lead you to your path, you will need to do three things. Trust Him to lead you. Let go of what you think you know, and let God do what He knows. Who else are you going to trust? God knows the end from the beginning, but just as this little poem says, as children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because He was my friend. But then, instead of leaving Him at peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." So faith is handing something to God and taking your hands off it. Secondly, do not try to understand your situations on your own. God thinks higher than we do, so His ideas, visions, foresight and plans are not limited like ours. When we try to understand things on our own, we limit ourselves to our own understanding and thinking about the situation. However, God is not limited. In addition, we tend to base our understanding by what we see. God sees beyond the surface. Lastly, seek God's will for your life. God instructs us to seek Him first. Seeking God first leads us to His will for our life. Seeking God will bring you to the correct destination. When you seek God, He'll make sure you are where you need to be. As you apply these steps to your life, and let go and let God, you'll find yourself in the right path. So let go and let God lead you to your path. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your burdens will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God have His way.